Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option, A to F, as in the example. There is one option that you do not need. Example.
Welcome to all of you to the Science Labs, and today I'll be showing you the kinds of things you'll need to wear as protection. Protecting your face and eyes is really important. So in our labs, we'll be giving you goggles to protect your eyes. You may also have to wear a full face mask, one that covers all your face, eyes, nose, chin. But if you're not doing something that is dangerous for your eyes, you might only have to wear a mask that covers just your nose and mouth. Clothing is also very important. Depending on what you are doing, you might have to wear overalls that cover all your body, including your arms and legs. Or you might be given a lab coat. This will make you look and feel like a real scientist, and has pockets for you to put useful items in.
Listen again and check your answers.
You may also have to wear a full face mask, one that covers all your face, eyes, nose, chin. But if you're not doing something that is dangerous for your eyes, you might only have to wear a mask that covers just your nose and mouth. Clothing is also very important. Depending on what you are doing, you might have to wear overalls that cover all your body, including your arms and legs. Or you might be given a lab coat. This will make you look and feel like a real scientist, and has pockets for you to put useful items in.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
In many countries around the world, people will sing this to you as you blow out the candles on your birthday cake. But have you ever wondered when we started making cakes for birthdays and putting candles on them? In today's program, we'll look at the origins of this happy tradition. We need to go back to the ancient Greeks, who started making cakes in the shape of circles to honor the goddess Artemis, the goddess of the moon. The cakes were made as circles, and people put candles on them so that they would shine like the moon, with the smoke from the candles rising up to the moon. But it was many years later, in Germany in the 18th century, that people started celebrating birthdays by baking cakes and putting a candle for each year of a person's life. However, in those days, the candles lasted all day. They were lit in the morning, and it wasn't until the evening that they were blown out. But the song Happy Birthday, that we all know, wasn't written until 1893, a long time later.
Listen again and check your answers.
In many countries around the world, people will sing this to you as you blow out the candles on your birthday cake. But have you ever wondered when we started making cakes for birthdays and putting candles on them? In today's program, we'll look at the origins of this happy tradition. We need to go back to the ancient Greeks, who started making cakes in the shape of circles to honor the goddess Artemis, the goddess of the moon. The cakes were made as circles, and people put candles on them so that they would shine like the moon, with the smoke from the candles rising up to the moon. But it was many years later, in Germany in the 18th century, that people started celebrating birthdays by baking cakes and putting a candle for each year of a person's life. However, in those days, the candles lasted all day. They were lit in the morning, and it wasn't until the evening that they were blown out. But the song Happy Birthday, that we all know, wasn't written until 1893, a long time later.
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Yes, sorry to trouble you, but I really need to see Dr. Madison first thing in the morning. I'm having terrible trouble with that tooth she filled last week, and I haven't been able to sleep. It's really getting worse. Could you call me back as soon as you open and let me know when I can have an appointment? Sorry again to bother you.
Hello, is Mrs. Bradford calling about my appointment tomorrow? I'm not going to be able to make it as I've got an urgent meeting. Can we make it another time? Sometime next week, maybe? I'll call you back to fix the time.
Yes, hello. It's John from Southern Dental Supplies. Could you let Dr. Madison know that we'll be making the delivery tomorrow around 11 o'clock? If she wants to check the order, she can call us any time today. We're open until 6.
Listen again and check your answers.
Eight A.
Yes, sorry to trouble you, but I really need to see Dr. Madison first thing in the morning. I'm having terrible trouble with that tooth she filled last week, and I haven't been able to sleep. It's really getting worse. Could you call me back as soon as you open and let me know when I can have an appointment? Sorry again to bother you.
Hello, is Mrs. Bradford calling about my appointment tomorrow? I'm not going to be able to make it as I've got an urgent meeting. Can we make it another time? Sometime next week, maybe? I'll call you back to fix the time.
Yes, hello. It's John from Southern Dental Supplies. Could you let Dr. Madison know that we'll be making the delivery tomorrow around 11 o'clock? If she wants to check the order, she can call us any time today. We're open until 6.
Activity 4. Read items 11A to 15A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Well, you see, we have a house on a Greek island called Kythnos, and we were setting off for the summer holidays, which means that we would have been there for, we would stay there for a month or possibly even more. So we'd packed the car up. We had one dog, two cats, I think maybe a budgerigar, and three or four children in the car. And my wife sent me to buy the tickets. Now, the problem was that the boat to Kythnos and the boat to Zia were leaving at exactly the same time, which was actually 8:30 in the morning. And by mistake, I bought the tickets to Zia and not Kythnos. But we didn't realize until we were about halfway to the island. And I said, oh, this boat is going in the wrong direction. Yeah. And I said, oh my God, it is going in the wrong direction. And we ended up in Zia. And of course, and there was no boat back so that we could actually go back to the main port to get the boat back to Kythnos. So we spent the day there and nearly lost the cat. We sat down for a meal and we let the cat out of the cage. And it went. We had to spend the time running around the restaurant looking for this cat, but we finally caught it.
So, and you couldn't go from Zia to Kythnos, I assume?
No, that we did look into that possibility, but there was actually no boat on that day from Zia
to
Kythnos. So we had to go back, and of course there was no boat back to Kythnos that day, so we had to go home, unpack, and set off again the following day.
So a great start to the holiday.
Yes, I was not popular with my wife, I can tell you.
Listen again and check your answers.
Well, you see, we have a house on a Greek island called Kythnos. And we were setting off for the summer holidays, which means that we would have been there for, we would stay there for a month or possibly even more. So we'd packed the car up. We had one dog, two cats, I think maybe a budgerigar, and three or four children in the car. And my wife sent me to buy the tickets. Now, the problem was that the boat to Kythnos and the boat to Zia were leaving at exactly the same time, which was actually 8:30 in the morning. And by mistake, I bought the tickets to Zia and not Kythnos. But we didn't realize until we were about halfway to the island. And I said, oh, this boat is going in the wrong direction. Yeah. And I said, oh my God, it is going in the wrong direction. And we ended up in Zia. And of course, and there was no boat back so that we could actually go back to the main port to get the boat back to Keithness. So we spent the day there and nearly lost the cat. We sat down for a meal and we let the cat out of the cage, and it went. We had to spend the time running around our running around the restaurant looking for this cat, but we finally caught it.
So, and you couldn't go from Zia to Kithnos, I assume.
No, that we did look into that possibility, but there was actually no boat on that day from
Zia
to Kithnos.
So you had to go back to.
So we had to go back, and of course there was no boat back to Kithnos that day. So we had to go home, unpack, and set off again the following day.
So a great start to the holiday.
Yes, I was not popular with my wife, I can tell you.
Part B, Activity 1. Listen and fill in items 1B to 5B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
For me, the best way to relax is to curl up with a great book. A real book, not an online one.
One B.
I go all through the year, even in winter. You know, in the sea, not a pool. I don't like pools. Obviously, in summer, it's lovely, and I try to do at least 1 hour without stopping. But even in winter, it's great, though I can't spend as long in the water, of course.
Two B.
I find it really relaxing, even if it means I have to spend time preparing everything and then cleaning up afterwards. I really don't like the family eating fast food that they've ordered, so I make sure that I make something healthy every day. I really like trying out new things.
Three B.
I try to go every morning before work and do about 5 kilometers. I'm lucky because I live near the beach, so I can do a long stretch there without having to worry about cars. I go with a friend, and we're both training to do the mini marathon next year, so we're both working on improving our speed.
Four B.
It's the best way for me to relax. I've got a small boat and go with a couple of friends whenever the weather is good. We live near the sea, so we can go very often. We don't always catch much. Sometimes it's just enough for one or two meals.
Five B.
That's one of the good things about having a dog. It gets you out of the house a couple of times a day. We go for about 40 minutes in the morning and evening, probably about 2 kilometres. We don't go fast as the dog isn't young anymore, and neither are my legs.
Listen again and check your answers. One B.
I go all through the year, even in winter. You know, in the sea, not a pool. I don't like pools. Obviously, in summer, it's lovely, and I try to do at least 1 hour without stopping. But even in winter, it's great, though I can't spend as long in the water, of course.
Two B.
I find it really relaxing, even if it means I have to spend time preparing everything and then cleaning up afterwards. I really don't like the family eating fast food that they've ordered, so I make sure that I make something healthy every day. I really like trying out new things.
3B.
I try to go every morning before work and do about 5 kilometres. I'm lucky because I live near the beach, so I can do a long stretch there without having to worry about cars. I go with a friend, and we're both training to do the mini marathon next year, so we're both working on improving our speed.
Four B.
It's the best way for me to relax. I've got a small boat and go with a couple of friends whenever the weather is good. We live near the sea, so we can go very often. We don't always catch much. Sometimes it's just enough for one or two meals.
Five B.
That's one of the good things about having a dog. It gets you out of the house a couple of times a day. We go for about 40 minutes in the morning and evening, probably about 2 kilometres. We don't go fast as the dog isn't young anymore, and neither are my legs.
2. Listen and fill in items 6B to 10B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
Oh, it's awful at work. We're really snowed under.
Really?
Staying really late to finish all the projects. It's an incredible amount of work. No time for anything else.
Six B.
I'm actually thinking of calling it a day. I've been there 6 years, which I think is enough to spend in one place. It's time to move on now.
Seven B.
You're pulling my leg now. You can't be serious. You've got such a great job, a great salary, great office, and I don't believe you.
Eight B.
Absolutely. The main problem is with the boss. She doesn't like me. We've never seen eye to eye. We've had arguments about just everything. She doesn't like my plans for the new project, nothing.
Nine B.
And yesterday she told me that they're not going to use any of the plans I've prepared. I really lost my rag. We had a huge argument again. Stormed out of the office.
Oh boy.
I can't tell you how I felt. That's it. I'm done with it.
Ten B.
Hang on. I think you should hold your horses. Look, think this through before taking such a big step. You've got a lot to lose here. Have you thought about what it will take to find another job like this one?
Listen again and check your answers. Six B.
I'm actually thinking of calling it a day. I've been there 6 years, which I think is enough to spend in one place. It's time to move on now.
Seven B.
You're pulling my leg now. You can't be serious. You've got such a great job, a great salary, great office, and I don't believe you.
Thank you. 8B.
Absolutely. The main problem is with the boss. She doesn't like me. We've never seen eye to eye. We've had arguments about just everything. She doesn't like my plans for the new project, nothing.
Nine B.
And yesterday she told me that they're not going to use any of the plans I've prepared. I really lost my rag. We had a huge argument again. Stormed out of the office.
Oh boy.
I can't tell you how I felt. That's it. I'm done with it.
Ten B.
Hang on, I think you should hold your horses. Look, think this through before taking such a big step. You've got a lot to lose here. Have you thought about what it will take to find another job like this one?